Coming up, the Mavs win without Luka and the Pistons surprise the Nets. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kenani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Luka Doncic left the game just minutes into the action last night. Spencer Dinwiddie, though, stepping up with 36 points in a Mavericks win over the Suns. Locked On Suns and Mavs recap the game and the injury to the superstar.
The rivalry continues. Brendan Kleen here with Locked On Suns, coming to you after a Suns 99-95 loss to the Dallas Mavericks, their second matchup of the season. Both have gone down to the wire. Both have had some thrills in them. No Luka Doncic. He goes down with an ankle injury right away. No Devin Booker still for the Suns, and obviously no Christian Wood on the Dallas side, still out with an injury. So a depleted version of these two teams, and yet they kept it interesting anyway. Spencer Dinwiddie with the huge game, beating the Suns double teams, making shots all night, distributing out to the Maverick shooters. DeAndre Ayton with a big production game in his first game back from an illness, a non-COVID illness, but not able to make shots. Mistake at the end of the game, failing to secure the rebound, and then fouling Dwight Powell. Torrey Craig and he both jumble the rebound, and then Powell gets fouled and goes to the line. Suns' chances of winning basically end there. For more on these Suns, listen to Locked On Suns wherever you get podcasts.
Luka Doncic goes out after just 3 minutes of play after twisting an ankle, and the Dallas Mavericks still find a way to get a huge win. Nick Engstead from the Locked On Mavericks podcast here, and Luka Doncic goes out with a little ankle tweak, decide not to play him the rest of the game. Didn't look like it was too serious or anything, but definitely something to hold your breath for after we hear what the actual diagnosis is from Luka Doncic. But Spencer Dinwiddie steps up in a massive, massive way. 36 points, 9 assists for him on only 18 shots. 14 free throw attempts for Spencer Dinwiddie, something that we have been really tracking with Dinwiddie. Getting to the line, his free throw rate has been down this year. He hadn't been getting to the line a lot. He had the run-in with Tony Brothers earlier in the year when Tony Brothers called him an MF and he decided to clap back at him, and then all of a sudden Spencer Dinwiddie got less free throws, and now Spencer Dinwiddie being aggressive, getting rewarded for that aggression, going to the free throw line, and huge, huge plays down the stretch from Dwight Powell. We'll talk about it all on Locked On Mavs.
The Celtics have dropped 3 straight games after the Knicks went into the TD Garden and got an overtime victory last night. Locked On Celtics and Locked On Knicks break things down for us postgame.
Boston Celtics stage a furious comeback, but fall short in overtime. Now they've lost 3 straight. I'm John Corrales from the Locked On Celtics podcast here at the Garden. Everybody's going to be focusing on Jaylen Brown's missed free throws, and they were bad. They could have tied things up. But really, the Celtics went cold. They were outscored 10-2 down the stretch there in the overtime. They got to overtime by aggressively doubling Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, forcing turnovers, but they looked dead for about a quarter and a half there over the third and the beginning of the fourth. You can't have those cold stretches if you're going to win a game, even against a team that is beneath you in the standings as far as the Knicks are. The Celtics turned it on at the end and thought they could get away with about a half effort in the second half, but they couldn't, and the Knicks did just enough to pull this out. Celtics are struggling a little bit. The January doldrums seem to have gotten them. Now they got a big game against the Lakers on Saturday.
Finally, 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 it wasn't the New York Knicks missing free throws down the stretch. It was the Boston Celtics and Jaylen Brown as the New York Knicks escape Beantown with a 120-117 overtime upset. I'm Gavin Shaw of the Locked On Knicks podcast. Julius Randle had another all-star cementing performance, 37 points, 5 threes, showing off a killer mid-range game and a couple of just ferocious dunks, one on Jason Tatum's head. But I also got to shout out Emmanuel Quickly, carrying the Knicks in the second quarter when they needed the bench to buoy the lead. IQ came through in a big way, a couple step back threes, getting to the rim, showing off his float game. The guy is a technician, and he absolutely cut the Celtics to shreds in that second quarter. And the New York Knicks get maybe their biggest win of the season.
Fresh off giving up 150 points to the Bucks last time out, the Detroit Pistons bounced back by beating the Nets in Brooklyn on Thursday. Our Locked On hosts with both the Pistons and the Nets recap the upset win.
This was one of the better games of the season for the Detroit Pistons. Kuk Heel here, host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. The Pistons played 9 players in this game. All but Isaiah Livers scored in double figures. This was a complete team effort from top to bottom. Everyone played really well, including Isaiah Livers, even though he didn't score many points. He had a lot of hustle plays, played really good defense. There's an overall great team win by the Pistons. Jaden Ivey started off this game scoring the first 12 points in the game. I thought he was going to go off for 40 points. He didn't end up doing that. He only ended up with 16 points, but he had 8 assists and had probably some of the best passes of the season, in my opinion, in this game tonight. Killian Hayes came off the bench in this game, had 16 points. You got 25 points from Sadiq Bey, who went absolutely bonkers in that third quarter. You just got a really good display from just about every person on the roster tonight. This was a great win for the Pistons against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. What a great game following that blowout against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Doug Norrie, Locked On Nets, coming at you following a loss by the Brooklyn Nets to the Detroit Pistons, 130-122. The Pistons came into this game with a 27th ranked offense in the NBA. Nets didn't care about that. Detroit able to hang 130 on Brooklyn, who was coming on the back-to-back after a hard-fought loss on Wednesday against the Sixers. Ben Simmons leaves the game with a knee injury. Really, everyone but Kyrie Irving and Nick Claxton failed to get it going in this game of really brutal loss by Brooklyn, who continues to be without Kevin Durant, but really shouldn't be losing games like this. We will be talking about this and much more on the Locked On Nets podcast.
Coming up, the Cavs blow out the Rockets. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by FanDuel. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner because they are the number one sports book in America. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better because they have so many great features that make betting on sports really fun and easy. New customers joining today get to start with $150 in free bets after you place your first $5 bet. You just sign up at FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from money line to point spreads to player props, all on an app that's safe and secure and super easy to use. So place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you once again for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. The Cavs scored 74 points in the first half to open up a 26-point lead over the Rockets at the break. Locked On Cavs goes over that road win for Cleveland.
Chris Manning here, Locked On Cavs podcast. After the Cavs took care of business against the Houston Rockets on Thursday night, no Donovan Mitchell due to injury, but behind 26 from Darius Garland and 21 from Evan Mobley, Cleveland got something it has not had since December, if not before that, an easy win. They went into Houston on the second game of this three-game road trip and absolutely dominated. They scored 74 points, a season high in the first half, and cruised to an easy win there. But this game was never competitive. This game was never close. This game never felt like it was really at risk for Cleveland once they got going and once they really took control. And Darius Garland deserves a lot of credit for that. 26, 9 assists, just one turnover. This version of Darius Garland, utter control of the offense, utter control of what is going on for the Cavs. That is an all-star version of Darius Garland, who should get a look to join Donovan Mitchell as an all-star in Utah this year. For more, check out the Locked On Cavs podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That will do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you so much once again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure that you subscribe to Locked On NBA and, of course, your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.